This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There's bad news for Republicans in a public opinion survey released today. The poll focuses on likely rural voters who've been overwhelmingly Republican in the last two presidential elections. They're credited with giving President Bush his winning margins. The new survey indicates rural voters are now up for grabs. NPR's Howard Burke has traveled to Jefferson, Iowa, to help explain this dramatic shift.
Jefferson, Iowa has a signature sound. Fourteen bells ring every 15 minutes from atop a white tower 14 stories high. It's right next to the county courthouse on the town square, and from the observation deck on top, Green County unfolds, with 500 square miles of soybeans, cattle, and corn, and 7,000 voters, who also ring reliably in most elections.
I've always watched my hometown a little bit as a bellwether, because as that county goes, oftentimes that's the way the state goes.
David Yepsen is a native of Jefferson and the political columnist at the Des Moines Register.
I think it's worth watching for a political shift because it tends to vote with winners, because it isn't reliably Republican or reliably Democratic. Both parties compete there.
And they're competing now. Iowa's early caucus next year already has political ads on the airwaves and candidates at the airports. If Republicans among them consider rural Iowa and America friendly territory, they need to look at the bipartisan poll released today.
I think there are two big headlines out of this poll. The first is Republican collapse in rural areas, and the second is rural is the battleground in 2008.
Anna Greenberg is the Democratic pollster who conducted the survey for the nonpartisan Center for Rural Strategies, a group trying to attract attention to rural issues. She was joined by Republican political consultant Bill Greener.
Republicans are vastly underperforming among rural Americans. If you look at the self-description when it comes to ideology, 50% said they were conservative. But when you start out with 50% of the population saying, I'm a conservative, and you can't even get a plurality, that's underperforming. And if we're going to succeed in 2008, we're going to have to do better.
The poll found 800 likely voters in rural counties nationwide split evenly between Republican and Democratic candidates for president. But in the last two presidential elections, Republican George Bush won rural counties by 20 points. One issue overshadows the rest, according to the survey, and to voters in Jefferson, Iowa, gathered for a political chat on a windswept porch. Judy Van Alsen is a realtor and lifelong conservative Republican.
I don't like the way the war in Iraq is going, as well as everybody else. I think people are so disenchanted with the war, with Bush in general. I think people think anything was better. Let's just have a change. Let's just dump this whole thing and go another way, even Republicans.
Some of those rural Republicans and independents who voted Republican are thinking about abandoning the party, according to the rural poll. Iowa farmer Jerry Peckham is among them.
I was born a Republican. My ancestors have been Republicans since the Civil War. But I feel very uncomfortable with the war. And the Republican Party in general has not been willing to hold the Bush administration responsible or even hardly investigate any of the alleged problems. And that's something that I think we need to make a change.
Peckham is not enthusiastically embracing Democrats, and neither are the disenchanted Republicans in the rural poll, who might agree with Jefferson realtor Judy Van Alsen.
I'm conservative Republican. I believe in home, family. I believe in the sanctity of life. And that's the party that seems to support those things. I don't like all the people. I don't agree with everything they stand for. But those basic issues to me are not worth abandoning ship.
Still, Democrats don't have to win over huge numbers of rural voters to gain from this disaffection, says pollster Anna Greenberg.
First of all, a Democrat doesn't have to win in rural areas to win nationally. They have to be competitive. They have to not lose by 19 points. So the key is not so much to try and bring over the Republicans who could never imagine themselves voting for a Democrat, but is to continue to do very well with independent voters and do extremely well with Democrats.
Greenberg believes economic appeals would solidify independent and Democratic support, given that much of rural America is bleeding jobs and young people. And there's plenty of time to reach out, notes David Yepsen of the Des Moines Register.
We're 6 months from the caucuses, and we're, 18 months before the November election. So a lot can change.
Democratic and Republican candidates could court rural voters at a national rural assembly outside Washington in 2 weeks. 15 were invited. Not one plans to attend. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Jefferson, Iowa.
And you can read the full results of that poll on rural voters at npr.org.